Hello, everyone. Welcome to our show. I'm Polly.
And I'm Joe.
Well, Joe, do you like dogs?
Actually, I really like dogs. I mean, they're so friendly. They're your friend for life. They're your best friend. I guess there's a reason why they call them man's best friend. They're very loyal. No matter what you do or any mistakes you might make, a dog will always love you. So I think that's why dogs are so great.
Yeah, I like them too. But I don't like small dogs that are too hyper. They scare me sometimes. I tend to like big dogs.
Yeah, me too. Little dogs are cool, but yeah, they make a lot of noise.
Right.
It's like they always have to prove that they're not small, so they always have to, you know, act really big and bark a lot. Big dogs, they know they're big, so they don't make a lot of noise. But, you know, all dogs have something to offer. Mm-hmm. And we're going to learn something about dogs today.
Right. And the dogs we'll be looking at today are more than pets. They are trained dogs that play a huge role in disabled people's lives.
That's right. These dogs are called assistance dogs. And actually, there are three different kinds of assistance dog. We'll take a closer look at each kind of assistance dog in today's lesson.
Okay, then let's take a look at today's article.
Reading.
Dogs are more than man's best friend.
An assistant dog isn't just a pet. It can be the eyes, ears, friend, and companion of a disabled person. When most people hear about assistance dogs, they usually think of guide dogs. These dogs lead people who are blind, especially in busy or dangerous public places, and help give them back their independence. Hearing dogs perform a similar function, but for people who are deaf. Owners of hearing dogs say they feel safer and secure with the help of their trained dog. What's more, hearing dogs can alert their owners to phone calls or messages, which helps deaf people stay in better touch with friends and loved ones. Last but not least, service dogs are the jack of all trades among assistance dogs. They can help many kinds of disabled people with a number of particular needs, from picking things up off the floor to simply snuggling and making their owners feel loved. Together, service dogs and their owners form a unique bond with each other that no other dogs can match.
Okay, today's article begins by saying an assistance dog isn't just a pet. It can be the eyes, ears, friend, and companion of a disabled person. So first of all, because we're learning about assistance dogs, we should probably learn what assistance means. Mm-hmm. Assistance means to provide help to somebody that needs help for some reason. So if somebody says, oh, I need assistance, it's another way of saying that they need help.
对，所以其实 assistance 这个名词就是帮助 help。那我们通常可以说 offer assistance to somebody or provide assistance, give assistance to somebody。或者我们也可以说呢 he called and called, but no one came to his assistance。那么动词形式的帮助就是 assist, A-S-S-I-S-T. For example, they can assist us in carrying out the plan. They can assist us in carrying out the plan. 那么再顺便补充一下助手的英文则是 assistant, A-S-S-I-S-T-A-N-T. 所以呢我们这边看到 assistance dogs, 中文就是协助犬。
And we also saw the word companion in there, as in dogs can be a companion to people. A companion is somebody that you spend time with, and perhaps that you would even call a friend. So if you spend time with somebody and you enjoy that person's company, you can call them a companion. And we can also call dogs companions too, because they spend time with us.
Right, 所以 companion 表示同伴、伙伴，它是可数名词。For example, I can say, his pet dog is his closest companion. His pet dog is his closest companion. 那么另外还有一个字呢 ,company, 它当名词也有陪伴的意思。不过 company 是不可数的，而且它的意思上是比较抽象的陪伴。例如可以说呢 ,keep somebody company or enjoy someone's company.
Now, these dogs, they help people whom we refer to as being disabled. If you are disabled, it means you have some sort of injury or condition, or there is something wrong with your body that prevents you from, say, moving in a normal way as you would if you were healthy, or it's some sort of health problem that mm-hmm. you have. So some people, perhaps, if they can't see properly or if they can't hear, we might refer to them as being disabled.
Okay, and the article continues, when most people hear about assistance dogs, they usually think of guide dogs. 没错，其实呢，协助犬有分三种，不过大家最熟悉的协助犬呢，就是导盲犬。这边我们看到它的英文是 guide dogs, 那么另外还有一种说法是 seeing eye dogs.
These dogs lead people who are blind, especially in busy or dangerous public places,and help give them back their independence. All right, let's take a look at this word blind. If you are blind, it means that you can't see. Like some famous blind people would be musician Ray Charles, for example, or another musician, Stevie Wonder. Right. He couldn't see as well. So if you can't see, then we refer to that person as being blind.
好，那我们这边看到导盲犬它的任务主要就是帮忙视障朋友。那么接下来呢，我们还看到第二种协助犬 ,hearing dogs. Hearing dogs perform a similar function for people who are deaf. 所以第二种协助犬 ,hearing dogs 的中文叫做导聋犬。好，那我们先来看一下这句话的 function 这个名词 ,F-U-N-C-T-I-O-N, function.在这边呢，它是指一个人负责的职责或者职务。For example, she needs to perform a variety of functions in her new job. She needs to perform a variety of functions in her new job.
Another term that we should explain is deaf. Mm-hmm. If you are deaf, it means you can't hear properly. Perhaps you can't hear sounds that other people with good hearing can hear. So if you have a hearing problem, that's very, very bad.Then we would refer to you as being deaf. All right, the article goes on to say, owners of hearing dogs say they feel safer and secure with the help of their trained dogs. So these dogs are very highly trained, and they make people actually feel safe if they can't see or if they can't hear.
对，而且呢，它还让他们感觉 secure。这个形容词 secure 呢，就是表示安心、没有顾虑、没有忧虑的意思。So they feel secure with the assistance of hearing dogs.
What's more, hearing dogs can alert their owners to phone calls or messages, which helps deaf people stay in better touch with friends and loved ones. So this is another thing that hearing dogs can do. They can alert their owners.If you alert somebody about something, it means you draw attention to something that is important and make them aware of it. So if you are deaf, of course, you would not hear something like the phone ringing. What a hearing dog can do is it will hear the phone ring and it will go to the owner and give the owner some sort of signal. Mm. Perhaps it will go and stand beside the phone and then the person knows, oh, I've got a phone call or something of that nature. It canprovide an alert, perhaps if there's an emergency too, if the smoke or fire alarm goes off, the dog can let them know, and that helps keep them safe.
对，那么 alert 在这一句话它是当动词使警惕的意思，通常我们后面会加上 to, 让某人能警觉到什么事物。To make someone realize something important or dangerous. 那么呢 alert 也可以直接当名词，如果呢一个人Be on the alert, 就是表示处于警戒的状态。
Last but not least, service dogs are the jack of all trades among assistance dogs. Often when we give a list of a few different things, at the end of the list, we'll use this phrase, last but not least. It just means this is the last thing we're saying, but it's not the least important. So this is a very important thing that these dogs do as well. They are the jack of all trades. Service dogs. A jack of all trades is someone, or in this case, a dog, that can do a lot of different things. If you have a friend that is very handy around the house, they can play music, they can write very well, they're very well spoken, and they can do all sorts of different jobs, you could say they are a jack of all trades. Oh. Well, these service dogs are the jack of all trades among assistance dogs, and jack of all trades is our shortcut for you for today. So let's learn a little bit more about this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
I'm so tired. I've been working all day.
What have you been doing?
Desi, I fixed my dad's scooter. I baked a pie for my grandmother. And, oh yeah, I helped my sister write a poem for her English class.
Wow, you're really a jack of all trades.
Oh, I didn't have time to help Jack.
A jack of all trades is someone who can do many different things.
Oh, so a jack of all trades means 万事通.
You got it. Unlike you, I'm not a jack of all trades. The only thing I'm good at is playing baseball.
Yeah, and you don't even do that very well. Catch!
好，所以呢，我们现在认识到，协助犬除了 guide dogs 跟 hearing dogs 之外呢，第三种协助犬就是 service dogs。service dogs 中文翻作支障辅助犬，日本呢则是翻作借助犬。Okay, so the, service dogs are the jack of all trades among assistance dogs. 那么 jack of all trades 我们刚刚已经看过了，就是有万事通这样的意思哦。Okay, and the article continues, they can help many kinds of disabled people with a number of particular needs, from picking things up off the floor to simply snuggling and making their owners feel loved.
Okay, so these are some other jobs that service dogs can do, and one of them, which is also very important, is snuggling with their owners and making their owners feel loved. To snuggle just means to get close to someone, perhaps if you're sleeping or lying down in bed or on the couch, they will lie down next to you and get close to you and provide you with a feeling of comfort and a feeling of being loved. So that's another very important thing that these dogs, and I think all dogs do
right,
this too. As long as you treat the dog well, the dog will just be your best buddy. If you sit down on the couch to watch TV, that dog will be right there beside you.
Yeah, 好，那么这一句话呢，我们还看到 a number of, 它其实就是类似 several 这样的意思，表示一些不少。那么要注意它跟 the number of 是不一样的意思，不要搞混了。The number of something 是单纯指数目，这边呢 a number of 则是表示 several. Okay, let's continue with the article.
Together, service dogs and their owners form a unique bond with each other that no other dogs can match. So that's what these dogs do. They provide or they form a unique bond with their owners. A bond is a connection that you share and you feel with someone or with something, such as a pet. We often say that there is a strong bond, say, between fathers and sons or mothers and daughters, parents and children. That is a bond that we say that nobody can break. Or the strong bond we can also talk about between, say, best friends. Dogs can be our best friends, so of course we have a bond with them too.
Okay, so bond, B-O-N-D, 是连结。例如呢，我们可以说 the twins have a special bond between each other. The twins have a special bond between each other. 所以呢，这个第三种呢 service dogs, 支障协助犬，他们不只是针对视障跟听障朋友的需求来提供协助，而是能给予肢体残障人士更全面多元的协助。
So these service dogs are actually really amazing animals, and they're very specially and highly trained, too. It takes a long time for them to actually be able to perform all these tasks that they have to do. So it takes a special kind of dog because they have to be very intelligent, they have to be very patient, and we often see certain breeds of dogs in this role. For example, for the seeing eye dogs, we often see labs, golden retrievers, in other words, because they're very intelligent, they're very friendly, And they're very expressive, too.
Expressive?
I think you can see the emotions on the faces of them. If you see them walking down the street, you can tell they have kind of like a happy look about them. And that's important, too, the personality of the dog, because it has to, as we said before, form a bond with the owner. You don't want like a grumpy or a mean dog.
Right. Most of the time, they're really calm.
They have to be very calm, too, exactly, because these dogs have to go into places that normal dogs would not be allowed.
Yeah.
For example, you'll see them in places like movie theaters, where, of course, everyone has to be quiet. You have to have your cell phone off. You can't sit there talking with the person beside you. And, of course, you can't have a dog barking at the screen every time there's an explosion or, you know, guns firing, something loud happening. The dog has to sit there very quietly and watch the movie, too. And these dogs can do that, which I think is something that is really amazing. And as I said, it takes a lot of training to get them to do that. From the time they are very small, basically from the time they are puppies until they are, I think, a couple of years old before they actually can go with a person and become their companion and be their eyes and be their ears and anything else that they actually might need. All right, that brings us to the end of today's lesson. But before we go, we're going to go to our For You Chat segment.
For You Chat.
All right, today's question for You Chat is, have you ever seen an assistance dog?
Well, no, I don't think I have ever noticed one on the street. Maybe they're still not that common in Taiwan. Have you seen one in Taiwan?
I've seen them around, actually, yes.
Really?
I've seen them in some different places. I was taking the bus not too long ago, and I saw an older gentleman. He couldn't see. He was blind. Remember that vocabulary word? It means you can't see. And he had an assistance dog with him. And the dog let him know that the bus was there. He got on the bus. The dog guided him to a seat and, you know, he sat down. The dog was being his eyes for him. And then I noticed when he got off the bus, the dog was also letting him know when the traffic lights were changing, when it was safe to cross the street. So it was really an amazing thing to see. And as I talked about before, seeing dogs in movie theaters, I've seen them here in Taiwan in movie theaters too. Yeah. And so, like I said, the dog just sat there and quietly watched the movie.
Yeah. But are there any assistance dogs in Canada?
Oh, yeah, we have them all over the place. They're actually very common. And there are groups like charity organizations, I'm sure they have them here as well, that will train the dogs, you know, for free so they can provide these valuable animals to people who might need them. Because actually training these animals is very, very expensive. It costs a lot of money. It takes a lot of time. So luckily, there are lots of organizations out there that will help with this because otherwise people might not actually be able to afford these animals. So if you see an organization like that and they're taking donations, perhaps you can give maybe a little bit of money to them and help out this worthy cause. All right, we've been learning all about assistance dogs on today's show and we'll be learning about them again tomorrow. So don't miss our next program. Until then, for English for You, I'm Joe.
And I'm Polly.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Dogs are more than man's best friend.
An assistance dog isn't just a pet. It can be the eyes, ears, friend, and companion of a disabled person. When most people hear about assistance dogs, they usually think of guide dogs. These dogs lead people who are blind, especially in busy or dangerous public places, and help give them back their independence. Hearing dogs perform a similar function, but for people who are deaf. Owners of hearing dogs say they feel safer and secure with the help of their trained dog. What's more, hearing dogs can alert their owners to phone calls or messages, which helps deaf people stay in better touch with friends and loved ones. Last but not least, service dogs are the jack of all trades among assistance dogs. They can help many kinds of disabled people with a number of particular needs, from picking things up off the floor to simply snuggling and making their owners feel loved. Together, service dogs and their owners form a unique bond with each other that no other dogs can match.
Vocabulary review.
Assistance. I need some assistance to move this big piano. Companion. The old lady has a cat as her companion so that she doesn't feel lonely. Blind. Blind men usually hold a long stick to keep from running into things. Deaf. You'll have to be patient with deaf people because they can't hear what you say. Alert. The smell of smoke alerted people that there was a fire in the building. Bond. Teammates on a sports team often form close bonds and become good friends.